At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our live team coverage continues in our Washington newsroom, WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, as we shift gears a bit. Brand new report out is highlighting the high cost of carrying credit card debt. I don't know what yours is at, but we try to pay down or pay off our credit cards every time we put on a balance, Nicole.
Yeah, and that is so important, Rich. Good morning to you and welcome back. You know, today's report found that nearly half of Americans with a credit card carry a balance from month to month. And Rich, what's interesting about this is the majority of these cardholders have been in debt for more than a year. Now, the report also looked at the age of those in credit card debt. 53% of millennials and 60% of Gen Xers reported experiencing credit card debt. That's compared to 42% of Gen Z cardholders. Now, financial analysts say inflation and high interest rates are several key factors contributing to the increase. They worry the combination of student loan debt with higher prices for many everyday items like gas and rent continues to impact many families who are now leaning on those credit cards to try to make ends meet, Rich.
Is their insight the same that we've heard from our consumer warrior, Clark Howard, and others about how to pay down and eventually pay off that credit card debt? Start small with the highest interest rate and then just keep building from there?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I was checking on this morning. The latest advice here, researchers say to truly make progress in your debt, you'll want to make more than just that minimum payment. Start by looking at your budget, reduce the expenses, and then, as you say, pay off the high interest debt first.
And then just keep piling on once one card is paid off. Use that money that you were paying on that one and add that one to the next one and
exactly.
So on and so forth. So best of luck with the effort. And we'll continue to stay close with you all in our Washington newsroom as we see the federal resources that may come here at home in Florida and throughout Northeast Florida with Hurricane Debby.